coaches, have you intentionally established boundaries in your life to help you maximize your performance, your output as a coach? And what I mean is not just boundaries within your program with your players and such. What I'm talking about is work-life balance. I was challenged last week when a friend of mine who's been in the coaching business at numerous levels, very high levels, very successful coach over the last 3 to 4 decades, talked about how one of the biggest learning curves he has had to adjust to in his career was this practice of clearly establishing and being extremely intentional about putting boundaries in place in his life in order to have that work-life balance. Because coaches, we can be super competitive. Many of us are starting off our seasons right now and we are gung-ho, we're ready to get going, we're trying to get our programs ready to go, and there's so many things we can do. And honestly, if we are really honest with ourselves, when we look deep down, guys, we can fill our days with all sorts of stuff. Coaching never ends. And so I think this idea of establishing boundaries within your career, with that work-life balance, so that your family is not missing out on the best you. So my friend who I was talking about was talking to me about, a few years ago, he started establishing these clear boundaries in his own career. And one major one, I'll give you one example, was after 6 o'clock, he shuts his phone off and he doesn't look at it the rest of the night, every day. He has these clearly established routines. He wakes up at 5:30 in the morning, and from 5:30 to 6 p.m., it's go time. He gets a ton accomplished. You know, that's 12 to 13 hours of being productive and doing what he does. Coaching, leading, all those things that were involved with his coaches. But when that clock hits 6 o'clock, he's done. It's family time. He's giving full attention to his wife, to his kids. And because he knows if that phone is with him and he hears that ding or gets that notification, his mind wanders elsewhere. And the people who are most important in his life to him don't get the best of him. Now, we're at different stages in our coaching careers. And depending on your practice schedule, there's so many different variables, coaches, that we have to deal with. But the question this week is, where are you being intentional in establishing boundaries so that not only your players are getting the best of you, but your family is getting the best of you? And I think that's a great example for us to show our players that the sport that we are involved in and that we love is a great thing, but then to see, for those players to see that it's not everything, and then to see you intentionally putting in boundaries within your life so that you can attend to and nurture and continue to have those great relationships with your family. That was Culture Builders episode 172. I would love to hear from you on Twitter at Coach Sowden, or email me ssowden@briarcrest.ca. Would love to hear from you. Hear some feedback on the podcast. If you're interested in mentorship, would love to hear from you there, or check out at thriveonchallenge.com.